Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central, well, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and we want to hear from you. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742, both in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, what is the difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant? When you lay them side by side and you look at the language, it's very similar, a lot of the promises, but it's the construction of that Old Covenant versus the New Covenant. So the Old Covenant was a contract. It was a bilateral agreement between two parties, God and the nation of Israel. This new covenant is simply God's declaration of his desires for you and me. So we're named as beneficiaries in this new covenant. The old covenant was simply a contract. So God had his part, the people, the nation of Israel had its part, and that's where the old covenant failed, because the people, the nation of Israel, could not keep their part. And as a matter of fact, they were in breach of the contract 3 weeks after it had been ratified. So that's one of the main differences between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. But there's several others, and I'm going to read three of these out of the book of Galatians, starting in Galatians 3, verse 11. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law. So the Old Covenant could not make a person righteous, or could not justify a person before God. Why? Because they could not live up to it. The nation of Israel could not live up to those righteous requirements, and neither could you or I. No. So we have to recognize that. The law could not make us righteous. So what happens in this new covenant? Well, we are made righteous by faith. We receive the gift of righteousness. That's part of our inheritance in Jesus Christ. The second thing is in verse 18 of chapter 3, for if the inheritance comes by law, it no longer comes by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Mm-hmm. So we can't earn our inheritance. We can't be good enough to earn, to merit what God has for us. We simply receive that. He's promised it. He's going to give it to us in Christ Jesus. So we're going to experience Christ in the new, not in the old. We're going to see shadows of Christ in the old, but those are merely shadows. We experience the real thing in this new covenant. So we can't be justified before God through the old covenant. We can't inherit the inheritance. We can't work for that under the old. And then in verse 21, it says, for if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. So the law, the old covenant, could not impart life to us. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Paul said it was a ministry of death. But this new covenant is a ministry of life by the Spirit of God. So those are the major differences between the old covenant and the new covenant. So the old covenant is really for the lost. It is to imprison us under sin so that we can see our real need for Jesus. And once we turn to Jesus by faith, we are released from the law of sin and death and experience new life in him in this new covenant. So that had a purpose. It was time stamped. Once that purpose has been fulfilled, as Hebrews says, the old is set aside and gives way to the better promises of the new. So there's huge differences here, isn't there?
Yeah, there are. And I like the fact that you talked about this prison. It's not that the law put us in the prison. We were already in the prison. But it's like the law painted the bars so that we could see exactly how strong this prison was and beg for mercy from Jesus.
Right.
And he was there. I mean, he just tore the bars down and said, here, come, you're my son now.
Yes.
You're my brother. You're my sister. You are a fellow heir. And all of the things that we couldn't get under the old covenant have been declared over us by Jesus himself. He's spoken a creative word into our lives.
Yes. So under the old, we were slaves to sin. Mm-hmm. In the new, we're free in Christ.
Yes.
So that's the difference. And it's huge. It's just ginormous, as they would say.
I agree.
So that's why it's so vitally important for us to understand that we live in the new, not the old. There are so many believers out there that are trying to mix these two.
Mm-hmm.
And what that really becomes is a kind of a fresh look at the old. We're trying to spruce it up and make it more modern, but it's still the old.
We're still
trying to earn. We're still trying to work for God's love and acceptance, or the acceptance of others, out of fear of what they may think about us. So it's just a more modernized version of the old, and we have to put that aside. We have to recognize that the old had a purpose, and that purpose was to diagnose our need, to show us our problem. And then once that problem has been identified, then we turn elsewhere to Jesus Christ himself for the cure, for the solution. And what is the solution? His very life. He gives us his life, and we get to experience that to the full in this new covenant.
And that is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. And just a moment, we're going to go talk to Tracy in Hutchinson, Kansas, and I think it's going to be an exciting call. But before we do that, Bob, we're getting deep into this month of March, and we need the need for our listeners to support Basic Gospel is as real as ever.
Yes, it is. We certainly need your help right now. Contributions have been low up until this point of the year, and we have a $60,000 target to meet by the end of March 31st. And if you can help, we would greatly appreciate it. And what that's going to enable us to do, and what that's going to continue doing through this Basic Gospel ministry, is delivering the simple truth of God's love and grace. And in this sea of confusion, this religious confusion that's out there, it's this simple message of God's love and grace that cuts through that and speaks directly to a human heart and brings clarity.
Yes.
So many people are confused. So many people are mixing the old with the new. So many people are mixing the ways of the world with Christianity, trying to blend it. We're putting everything in a blender and hoping to come out with a fruit smoothie that's going to be beneficial to us. And what we find out is it's just empty calories.
Yeah.
And we need the real thing. We need the real substance. And that is the simple message of God's love and grace. So when we're asking you to give, we're asking you to invest in that message. We're asking you to keep that message going out through the airwaves, through internet platforms, through social media, through conferences, through resources, so that people can be connected to the love of Jesus Christ and to see that love change them from the inside out. So give today. We need your help, folks, and a gift of $25, $50, $100 will make a huge difference. So don't miss this opportunity to invest or to make an eternal investment as you help deliver this good news to people all around the world.
Just click that donate link at basicgospel.net, or you can use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. And Canadian friends, you can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. Anyway, it's a great way to support this message, and we hope you'll join us. Bob?
Well, thanks. We're going to go talk to my friend Tracy, who lives up in Hutchinson, Kansas, and I was able to meet Tracy last fall. Tracy, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Thanks. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. Well, tell us, I was up at a church in Hutchinson and just really had a wonderful time at a men's conference and sharing at the services on Sunday, the services. You were there. You were able to get a hold of some tapes, a CD series, I think called The Power of Eight. And God had some wonderful news for you, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He helped me realize that you can't do everything or really anything on your own. It all comes to putting your trust and faith in him and coming to understanding when you do that and you basically what he says is deny yourself, take up the cross and follow him. When you deny yourself and go through with that, with your heart, he gives you the gift of the Holy Spirit. He takes all that weight off of your heart.
Yes. Yes.
I did that after you came and talked and I got them CDs, and I don't remember what I said to you before I left, But I said I was going to, like, start helping people learn from these CDs. I've already started doing that, but that wasn't something I was really going to say to you. It just came out, and so I tried to walk away and go away. I was like, I can't believe I said that. But then it's like, after that, I felt like something else was leading me to do something else, so I let that go, and I've been trying to do that the whole time now. And it's a way, way great feeling that you can't explain. It's beyond words.
Well,
you can ever imagine.
Well, Tracy, when you get new life, you just want to share it. I remember years ago, and this was the experience that really changed the trajectory of my life. I was in a hospital room. I was working at a hospital as an orderly in college, and my senior year, my life really got turned around as far as the gospel is concerned. I understood for the first time in my life that Jesus had made me alive together with him, that all my sins had been forgiven. And so I wanted to share that. So I was in this hospital room with an 87-year-old gentleman, and we began to talk. And as we did, he asked me about God. And so I started telling him about Jesus. And he said, I've never had much interest in God. I know he exists, but I didn't think he was relevant to my life. And then he heard about Jesus and his death and his burial and his resurrection. And I just watched new life enter in to this man. And as soon as he said amen in a prayer, and it was just his heart talking
awesome
to the
feeling.
Lord,
yeah.
He said, Bob, I've just got to shout this from the rooftops. If I ever get out of here, I'm just going to shout this good news to the world. And that's just what happens, isn't it, Tracy? And you've certainly been shouting this good news through sharing these CDs and letting people know of the grace and love of our Lord Jesus. And it's powerful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's really moving because it's like something you can only dream about. Like, I don't, it's really beyond words. I mean, you can't, you want to see how great the feeling is and how great it is when he works through you and does things, and you see people start to change. You're thinking, wow, that spirit is just, it's overwhelming.
Yeah,
really. I mean, to see the effect on people when people start coming to understand Jesus and what he did and his life and his death and then his resurrection and him teaching people and talking to people and then being risen again back up into heaven. I thought, you know, it's just the sad news is so many people do not know this. They do not know the truth. They're blocked from it or hidden. It's hidden from them. And so as believers, I believe when we pray the prayer of God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, I believe that we should be somewhat, as believers, be willing to do that. Be willing to have God's will here on earth be done through us.
Well, God works that in and God works that in and through us. And
yes, he does.
So you've experienced God's will here on earth. You've come to faith in Jesus Christ. And now he's poured that love, his love, into your heart, and you're getting to express that out there in the world today. And it's just a purpose that is beyond anything that we could dream or imagine. You know, we all want to know what our purpose is in life, and when we're connected to Jesus and when we're experiencing that love and seeing that love flow through us into the lives of others, it just lifts us to new levels, and it is absolutely wonderful to know and experience. But Tracy, I am so glad that you got connected to the love of Jesus Christ and that you have received his life, and that life is being manifested through you in wonderful and marvelous ways. And I sure appreciate you calling in and sharing your story today.
Well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate you coming down to our church. That really helped me out as far as the CDs and everything that you guys presented and give out, and just to listen to the Spirit itself. If I could give advice to people, please get stuff like this and listen to it. Read the Bible, listen to whatever you can, and come to understand the meaning and what he was here on earth for us.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
It's so important. It really is.
Well, Tracy, we appreciate that. And please tell Steve and the gang at the church there hello. And that was
all a right.
great experience for me. And Tracy, again, thanks so much for jumping online with us today and sharing your wonderful story of new life in Christ.
Well, thanks. It was an experience for me, too. I appreciate that time.
Yeah, well, you're so welcome, and we'll look forward to connecting with you again real soon, my friend.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks,
all right.
Tracy.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Great to hear from you. 844-322-2742. We have time on the clock. If you have a question, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742.
Well, we have a question from one of our YouTube watchers today. It says, what should we say to people who say our obedience to the law is demonstration of our faith? Are those two compatible things? Are law and faith compatible, or are they at opposite ends of the spectrum?
Well, it depends on what the motivation is for this. If you're asking if my obedience proves my faith, no, it's not appropriate, because faith is Jesus himself. He doesn't need to be proved or proven. The obedience to the law is superseded by this new law of love,
yeah.
faith, hope, and love that we live under in the new covenant. The Holy Spirit inside of you is never going to lead you to idolatry. It's never going to lead you to failure to rest in Christ. It's never going to lead you to disrespect your parents or anyone else in the world, whether it's by adultery or stealing. All of those laws are completely superseded by love. The thing that matters is faith expressing itself through love.
Yes.
That's the point. We never ask the question, is my behavior demonstrating something? As soon as I ask that question and I'm looking at my behavior, and it ceases to prove anything, because now I'm looking at my behavior instead of at Jesus.
Yeah, and one of the Big Ten, thou shalt not commit adultery. And so when you're married and you're in Christ, mm-hmm. and the Spirit of God is alive living in you, you're not thinking, hey, I shouldn't commit adultery today. The Spirit of God is renewing your mind to think about how to love your wife as Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
And it's a completely different mindset. So he gives you creative ways based on who she is, her personality, and all of that. He gives you creative ways to show how much you actually love her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe through a gift that you give, some words that you say, maybe just
the time you spend.
Right. All of these.
Millions of things.
Millions of things. And that's what God is working in us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that a law can produce. That is only produced by the Spirit of God. Same thing. It says, do not steal from your neighbor. And so you're not waking up saying, hey, I don't want to steal that lawnmower. I mean, it's a lot better than mine, and it could be a handy tool over in my yard. But I'm gonna try to limit myself. I don't want to do that.
That's especially useful if you go to your neighbor and say, you know,
yeah.
I didn't steal it today.
Yeah, that's exactly
helpful.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to. And
yeah,
I didn't.
I
had devised the scheme to make it happen.
But then you get to the 10th commandment, and that speaks to the want to's.
Right.
I'm not even supposed to want to do any of this other stuff, and
that's
now I'm dead, which is exactly what Paul went to in Romans 7.
That's exactly right. So it's the Spirit of God that's going to
yes.
say, hey, I wonder what's going on in my neighbor's life. I wonder what's happening there. How can I help? How can I serve? How can I show him the love of God?
Mm-hmm.
How can I roll up my sleeves and help him in his time of need, or just rejoice with him in his successes and those sort of things? And again, that's stuff that flows from the Spirit of God. So we're living in a completely different plane.
Yes.
This law is for the lost. It's for the sinful. It's to show them their sinfulness so that they can turn to Christ. Once you're in Christ, we have a new law. When the priesthood is changed, of necessity, the law is
correct.
Changed. So the old came to an end. It was fulfilled in Jesus. And now we have the laws of faith, hope, and love actively working inside of us by the very Spirit of God who now lives in us.
Absolutely. And friends, what you're hearing is the New Covenant message, and it's really too important to keep it to ourselves. What, you know, others need to hear. They need to hear that God loves them and has provided an abundant life for them. You know, they too should have the chance to hear, believe, and live in the love and grace, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need your support, as Bob was saying earlier, not only to hold our ground, but to advance this New Covenant message to new listeners who haven't yet heard. So if you have received the message, don't keep it to yourself. Help Basic Gospel get the message out. Make your gift at basicgospel.net, or you can use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. Canadian friends, please donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We have another Facebook question from one of our Facebook watchers, and it's, what about John 14:15? And I think that passage is, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. And Jesus isn't referring to the Ten Commandments. 1 John chapter 3, verse 23, really spells it out for us. And there it says, and the commands are these, to believe in the Son of God and to love others as Christ has loved you. So those are the commandments. So how do we do that? Well, we do that by faith. So that first one is to believe, to trust, to rely on, to depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the old vine and the branch illustration. So if we're abiding and every believer is abiding in the vine, then we're going to see the life of that vine lived out through us. We're going to bear the fruit of his life. So that's the life that we've been called to live. It starts with faith, and it manifests itself in love for others. For you YouTube followers, we just uploaded a brand new YouTube today with the question, how do I love God? What does that look like? And we go through this particular verse and a number of others in about a 12-minute video that can really sketch out a picture of what our love for God actually looks like. And it begins with his love for us. Mm-hmm. He initiates, we respond, so it's by grace through faith. So our response of faith to the Lord Jesus is our expression of love toward God. Well, that's the command. That's the will of God for us, to believe in the Son. And when we believe in the Son, we have everlasting life. And as we walk by faith, reliance, dependence upon the Son, then we're going to express that faith in love one toward another.
Yes.
So it all begins with God, and it flows through us. And as it flows through us, then 1 John, I think, 4:16 or something like that says, the love of God is made complete in us. We're not just supposed to be a reservoir of God's love that's been poured into our hearts by his Spirit. We're to be like a river. So God pours this in so that it can flow out of us into the lives of others. And when it does, you and I get the experience of loving someone the way God loves us. And that's when we're at the highest of being human.
Yes.
That's what God created us to be and to do. And it all begins with his love for us. And as we keep those commands to believe in Jesus Christ, to abide in the vine, then we will see his love flowing through us.
And that's a good thing to see flowing through us. I mean,
yes, it is.
His love, you can't beat his love, can you, guys? Well, the New Covenant clearly reveals him, Jesus Christ, as the light of the world. And that's the message that we need to spread far and wide, friends. And that's why we're offering you 5 copies of our CD, We Are New Covenant, when you make your March gift to Basic Gospel. Click donate at basicgospel.net or use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. Canadian friends, please visit basicgospel.net/Canada to make your gift. And when you do, request your 5 copies, 1 for you and 4 to put into the hands of those you love. 5 copies of We Are New Covenant. We would love to get those into your hands. Remember, too, friends, that if you have a question later today or tonight or any time for that matter, call our listener line. That number is 844-322-2742. And leave us a voicemail. Again, that number is 844-322-2742. Or drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. We would love to hear from you, and we really appreciate hearing from you by email, by phone call, however it happens. So give us a call. leave us a voicemail, 844-322-2742, and we'll address it here at Basic Gospel. Well, now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis inviting you to be here for Ephesians tomorrow on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.